time for the little known black history fact. We celebrate black history every day, not just in the month of February. And it's brought to you by the new Netflix original documentary, 13th, from the director of Selma, Ava DuVernay, now streaming on Netflix. Sip.
Did you finish it?
Yes.
Okay.
This is must see for real. You need to sit down with your children, especially, to find, and you understand why we are looked at as criminals, have been, and will ever be looked at as criminals.
Now, does this have to do with the 13th Amendment and slavery?
Right.
Is that what it refers to?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. And after slavery, that's when incarceration started and the increase.
The pipeline.
The pipeline. It's amazing. I hope she's nominated and wins all kinds of awards. And I hope everybody watches 13th on Netflix. It is really eye-opening. This is the story of Charles Hamilton Houston, the architect behind the NAACP's Legal Defense Fund. Charles Hamilton Houston was a prominent black lawyer and a strong opponent of Jim Crow laws. While working for the NAACP, Charles Houston began planting the seeds of what would become the Civil Rights Organization's Legal Defense Fund and law firm in October of 1939. Served as vice dean and dean of Howard University Law School from 1929 to 1935, training future Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall, among others. While at the NAACP, Charles Houston gathered several black attorneys to combat racial segregation. Houston's legal department worked on several separate but equal cases, with many dubbing him as the man who killed Jim Crow.
My man.
His groundwork made its way to several Supreme Court cases. The following year, Charles Houston, former student Marshall, Thurgood Marshall, founded the LDF, the Legal Defense Fund, which maintains a visible presence to this day. Cheryl Lynn Ifill is the current president of the Legal Defense Fund. Yeah.
It's a great legacy.
Is she related to Gwen?
Yes, they're cousins.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
He's a good-looking man, too.